I think the first significance is obviously a former, European colonial power being, condemned from crimes against humanity for facts that did happen during the colonization. This is one of a kind trial and ruling here in Europe. So it's very important in a time where European states are trying to, make apologies for colonization, but they do not want to really talk about the reparations, or they want to take about the reparations in certain ways. But here we have five women that take their cases to the court, something very big, which is a condemnation for crimes against humanity.
Exactly. Who are the Métis children?
Okay, so Métis children are, Métis is a French word, but you can translate it by mixed race. But here in French, in Belgium, we say Métis, but it's the same in English. And these children were born during the colonial era from European men and African women and young girls, because they have stayed. And these children were seen at the time as a threat to the colonial order and the white supremacy and the so-called hierarchy of the races that was put in place by the colonial power. During that case, Belgium. And because they were seen as threat to the colonial order, these children were taken away and adjusted to be put in religious institutions and taken away from their African families.
You mentioned reparation. What is next for the victims after this ruling?
What is next for the after this ruling? I think it continues the struggle for reparations, because I think it's important to distinguish something. We have some children that were abandoned in the Great Lakes region, so DRC, Burundi, and Rwanda, after the independence of these countries. And some of these children were taken to Belgium. And Belgium did some work for the mixed race children that were displaced in Belgium. But there is still a lot of work that remains for the mixed race children from the colonization that are still in the former colonies, so DRC, Congo, Burundi, and Rwanda. So the next step is really to advocate for Belgium to also have reparations measures and politics for these people that are still in the Great Lakes region, because they have clear demands of reparation. For example, since they are born from a Belgian father and an African woman, Congolese, Rwandese, and Burundese, they want to obtain the Belgian nationality. And for the moment, Belgium refused to give them the nationality, although they have a Belgian parent father. I think the next step is really that to obtain justice and reparations for the remaining Métis people that are still in the Great Lakes region, the former Belgian colonies.